side porch. A sleepy morning way out in the boondocks. Stories are being told on the red clay. Hey, red clay's where we came from to begin with. And where we're going when time comes to splitting. Sand's being dug on the red clay. On the red clay.
sounds of the 1970s on this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America. Right there, the Crusaders from 1974, the album Southern Comfort, released 50 years ago this year. And the tune called Lilies of the Nile, that one written by saxophonist and bassist Wilton Felder. Crusaders also including, well, they had that classic lineup, Styx Hooper on the drums, Joe Sample playing the keyboards, and Wayne Henderson on the trombone, Larry Carlton playing guitar to make it a quintet. Vocalist Mark Murphy, his lyric, written to Freddie Hubbard's 70s jazz classic, Red Clay. Mark Murphy titled it On the Red Clay. This recorded in June of 1975. Harvey Swartz was the bassist, helping to lay down that groove, and the backing group also included the Brecker Brothers, as well as the late, great David Sanborn. I'm Dan Binder, your host each and every week for Jazz from the Heart of America on Voice of America stations all across the world. And we're going to close it out with some more funky sounds. And this is a tune that, well, was made famous back in the late 60s by great soul act Archie Bell and the Drells. Their biggest hit, the song Tighten Up. This version of it comes from an all-star band performing live in Japan in 1994. Drummer Bernard Purdy is the de facto leader of this all-star group, and he's going to introduce everyone for you.
Now we're just gonna Thank you. Right on. Tighten Up.
What a sound. 14 solid minutes of Tighten Up, recorded live in Japan in 1994. Drummer Bernard Purdy with an all-star group, including bassist Chuck Rainey, guitarist David T. Walker, saxophonist Lou Donaldson. Tighten Up. And that closes it out for this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm Dan Binder. This program comes to you each week from the studios of WDCB, a radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz, located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, USA. Thanks again for being along with me to enjoy the music together. I'm already looking forward to sharing more of these great sounds with you soon. For now, until the next time we talk, keep the rhythm of jazz in your step as you walk.